Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Linda Koslowski is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad she's here as well. She's a new friend. She's Director of Global Marketing and the Customer Experience at a company called Alibaba.com, and it's all about customized sourcing. And we're going to talk about that topic today. Linda Koslowski, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Linda, one of the things that's been a challenge for, well, as long as people have been inventing things, is whether to take that invention to market, the inventor take it to market themselves, or to license it and let somebody else do it who's already got a manufacturing or some kind of sourcing channel, and the marketing channels as well. And in fact, I had an inventor in my office just the other day. He's an old friend of mine, and he dropped by the second time in 10 years with a new invention, and he said, "What do you think?" And I went over with him. I said, "Okay, you know, he was wanting to take it to market himself." And I told him, I said, "Yeah, that's one way you can do it, or you can let somebody else do it." And so he pondered on that. But when an inventor wants to take something to market, sometimes they actually get in their head they're going to build a factory, but they don't have to do that, do they?
No, they don't have to do that at all. That's quite a commitment.
Yeah, and it makes no sense. Most of the time, inventors should just go license their product and go back to inventing something else. But sometimes they want to do that. And one of the advantages of the globalized economy that we have is that you can gain access today, can't you, to resources that will allow you to fulfill that dream.
Absolutely, and it's much easier than it used to be to do so.
Talk to us about how that whole process, talk to us about the availability and the network and the way this works these days, just in general.
Absolutely. Well, when you're looking to invent a new product, I mean, one of the first things that you want to look for is somebody who has expertise in a similar or related area. Because if you want to start manufacturing something, again, as you mentioned in the introduction, often other people might even have some ideas on how you can improve it if they've been working in a similar space for a period of time.
Isn't that something you ought to find? And, you know, whenever years ago I used to, for some of the companies I work for, one of the things I did is I helped them find professional teams like accounting teams or law firms. I would interview them.
Yes.
And I wasn't just looking for a law firm that could do the legal work. I was looking for a law firm that could do the legal work and introduce us to customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And add value beyond the basic service. And that's what you're just talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, of course, getting the product made itself is only one part of the issue.
Yeah.
You've got logistics, you've got distribution, you've got legal, you've got branding. There's all sorts of other factors that you need to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And working with somebody who's familiar with the space, particularly somebody who's already familiar with global trade,
right,
can really shorten the time that it takes for you to bring that product to market.
But if you got an invention and you're looking for a manufacturer, somebody to produce the thing for you, you know, you ought to be able to find somebody who says, "Hey, have you ever thought about turning this thing upside down and painting it purple? We can do that.
Absolutely.
We can do that here." And you know, I mean, and you would say, "Wow, I never thought of that. I didn't know anybody could do that." Yeah, that's what we do. I mean, that's the kind of thing that the value add that you get when you go to this sort of stratus of the marketplace.
Absolutely, and particularly if you can find somebody who's used to producing new products for you and working with smaller businesses, that's really helpful as well, because you want to find somebody who can grow with you and who understands your need as a new inventor or as a smaller business, as opposed to, you know, a large, you know, company that has a research and development division that's cranking out inventions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very different working relationship, and finding somebody who understands that small and medium business space is going to be key to this success.
Plus, when you go, if you go to some of these big companies with a licensing idea, you got two issues. Number one, they might steal it. Number two, they're more likely to turn you down because it's not invented here.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, all right. So if I'm looking for somebody to source my manufacturing to, my development to, how much should I expect them to say, hey, I know where you can sell this stuff?
Well, again, it depends on the type of place you're looking for. Some people who have been doing this for a long time don't really need the sales help. Sometimes you are, however, looking for a factory that may already have some channels where they're already mm-hmm. distributing similar products or other products, and then they can actually look at what you have and say, you know what, I think this might be a good fit, or this might be a good country for you to start in as
right.
far as your sales,
right.
or even looking at recommending some distribution assistance for you.
We've all heard, Linda, we've all heard the horror stories, and let's just get this right on the table. It's out there about the China, for example, stealing your stuff, stealing your patents, ripping you off and not doing knockoffs and that kind of thing. I mean, this is real. This is has actually happened. I'm beating up on China just you know, they're just the big example. Other places do it. It happens here in America as well. When someone's looking for to do this kind of business around the world, how do they protect themselves?
Well, I think the most important thing for any business owner, no matter where you're sourcing from, is to really understand your needs from an IP perspective. A lot of people don't understand, for example, the difference between things like trademark and copyright and
right.
patent. And
right.
they don't even understand the need to get those particular types of protections in multiple markets,
mm-hmm.
depending on where you plan on selling, where the product was invented, et cetera.
Even if they do understand the difference, they need to understand the difference between U.S. patents and international patents.
Exactly, and they are very different. And sometimes people think that they're protected, and they're actually not protected.
But if you have an international patent, is that
the internet or anything else?
But how do you? I mean, can you actually really prevent knockoffs from happening? Even if you have an international patent, I mean, is there a place to go to get redress if that happens?
There are places to go to get redress, but the most important thing is to work with a legal team early on. And there's actually quite a few resources even available on the internet to help you understand a little bit more about what you need before you even get started.
And isn't that all part of the sourcing?
It is part of the sourcing process, but that's why it's best to work with a supplier that's used to working with
right.
your inventor.
Well, and you know, what
you're more about these restrictions.
Yeah, folks, this is a multifaceted. If you're trying to take something to market, which many small business, many entrepreneurs are trying to do, it's a multifaceted, long-term, intensive process. But Linda works for a company that's been trying to smooth those edges out a little bit. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Alibaba.com. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Linda Kozlowski is our guest. Stay with us.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.